That's right. The drive is live. Sir. Hopefully you had yourself a spectacular weekend. As you see Clint and Tyler is back from his trip to Albuquerque where he...
I think I'm getting there.
You getting to Albuquerque?
No.
Oh.
No. 239. I think I'm getting there.
Oh, you think you get under the 240? Yep. We got the way in?
Yep. Tyler went to Albuquerque. I went to the 230s.
There you go. We'll see where I am. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock way in. Clint feels like
he's ready to jump.
Did you hit the sauna today?
My sauna's not been. I've been plugged up for about 2 months now. I just been doing it the hard way, man. When it's this hot outside, hell, I'll be honest with you.
Just going out there.
You just got to get active, man. Just get your ass outside and you can get that sauna work.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a little stuff happening in the house. I wish I could have got out a little bit, but hanging out with the floor people. You know, I'm telling you, man, we're getting it done now. Doors and floors, baby.
Boy,
do you
look at it and go, I can't wait to have my new crib, or do you look at it and go, you see money signs flying out the door?
Nah, hopefully they say it's going to take 7 days. Let's get this thing through, baby.
Oh, come on. Seven days come and go before you know it, man.
Let's get this thing through, baby.
Hold on, son.
How was Kirky? Yeah. How was old Albuquerque?
Yeah, Albuquerque, baby, in the building.
It was fun, man. It was fun. Good, solid boys trip. Good to see a lot of those dudes I went to college with. You know, it was good.
We were debating and looking up, trying to figure out the nightlife spots.
You got to go casino. Just go casino.
Oh, y'all just banged out casino. You got to hit the bars.
We have one bar.
I'm proud of you. That's probably the safest route. I was worried that you were going to get out there and try to Northgate this thing.
Yeah.
I was a tad bit concerned.
It was fun. We did hit a few bars the very first night that were closer to the University of New Mexico. But we saw one bar in downtown Albuquerque, and we were like, you know what? Let's get closer to the university.
Why? What does that mean?
I'm telling you. Was I wrong?
It's different.
Was I wrong, T?
In downtown, no, you were not.
I don't even know. I'm serious. What do you mean?
I'm going to tell you, man.
It's not great nightlife.
It takes a lot. I've been in some very suspect places in my time. Times that, you know, places I probably shouldn't have been in, but I've felt comfortable. Very rarely do I go somewhere and end up in a place and I'm like, man, I'm not real sure that I'm in a good spot.
Are you talking about like it was when you rolled up on the dogs? And you turned off when you was trying to get
detailed?
No, when you were trying to get your car up and going and you was running out of your electric car. You turned off dogs.
Yes, yes.
You talking about that kind of concern?
Yeah, yes, yes. That level
in
of
downtown
like,
Albuquerque, it was that kind of concern?
Well, let's put it this way. I walked out of the bar that we were at after we found out there is a rule in downtown Albuquerque that no bars will give you a shot. So red flag number one.
That's strange.
Walked out of the bar and saw a fella smoking meth. Let's put it that way.
One guy does meth, and you take out the entire downtown.
You know when you get in, like when I went down there, I ended up in a Ojos Locos. Is that what it is? Ojos, the sports bar, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was just because it was close. I didn't have a car, so I walked across the street. A lot of you know when you end up in one of them places where you can just tell that everybody in the building don't get along? You can just tell everybody.
There's some tenseness in the air.
I mean, you can tell when you walk in the door. Like, is everybody just there to have a good time and doing their own thing, or is there tension in the air? Good call, Tyler. Is there tension in the air? Does everybody appear to be a somewhat on edge? And then you add to the mix, the waitresses all had little bitty skirts on and their tops hanging out. Mm. And in my mind, I'm thinking, boy, I'm one look too long from getting hit in the head with a beer bottle.
Because somebody's girlfriend is in here.
Yes, indeed.
I was about to say, the way Tyler was, I was like, is there some Bloods or some Crips?
No. I mean, not that I saw. It wasn't nothing like that.
Nah.
It was just one of them like, hey, man, like I don't know that I want to have, I don't know that I'm looking for this much fun.
Or this type of fun.
We had a great time spending the majority of our time either on the golf course, at the badass Airbnb we had, or in the casino. Put it that way.
Where I was concerned with Tyler, because this is where I go. Like, I'll be honest with you, a lot of it, we talked about some of the stories in my time in Arkansas. Like, after going back, like being there, living there afterwards, and even going back now. Like, it's some of the places that I end up, it's a little uncomfortable unless I got four or five dudes with me.
Yeah.
It's a good way.
They were 16 deep.
Well, that's what I said. Like, I'm surprised. I thought Tyler was going to be 10 foot tall and bulletproof with 16 buddies, and
he was going to really up and see. That's not the one. That's not the one of the 16 that I thought. I thought Blaine.
You remember how
brave he got? Hey. We were sitting there and the three of us and he messed with whoever it was in front of us. I thought, damn.
Hey, I saw Tyler's video. Blaine's the only guy that's 35 years old still trying to drink a beer bottle on a dance floor. Hey, man, you can't carry your damn beer bottle on a dance. You can't carry your drink on a dance floor, fool. Especially at the casino bar. Get your damn drink on at the table, son.
I didn't know that was a no-no. I still do it.
I can see you. Hey, sir.
I take my straw and fire it, and I got it right there. I'm on there.
Ron uses his ice. Ron's throwing his ice at the chicks.
I didn't know that. Nah, I ain't wasting that ice. It's got alcohol, but I'm drinking it.
The best part of that video was I initially started taking it because I wanted to get a video of Blaine dancing with that old lady. Thought it was funny. Yeah, he's dancing with some blue hair. I'm walking up. Oh, this is hilarious. And as I'm videoing, someone from the casino's walking up to him. Sir, come with me, sir. Over here.
Yeah, Blaine.
Freaking idiot. Love you, B.
I'm about to say, Blaine, I didn't take many a drinks on the dance floor, baby.
Oh, man, come on. You know you can't do that, man.
I did not.
Come on, man.
Blaine had worse moments that day. That's all right.
I'm not going to lie to you. 713-572-4610. I just found that out right here. I didn't know that was frowned upon. I'm taking mine all the way. When I went to teen clubs, I was drinking my Mountain Dew all the way up.
Well, I don't know that they're enforcing it when you were at Middle Tennessee State in the nightclub with the lights down low when you were leaned on the wall making knees touch elbows. I've done it myself. I just know that I've also been tapped on the shoulder.
I mean, it makes sense right now. Like, I'm starting to have that moment.
Did you see the video?
I haven't seen it.
Ron, there's three people on the dance floor, and he's carrying his drink on the dance floor.
Yeah, brought it out.
And the lights are on, Chief. By the way, the lights are on.
I didn't have it.
The Navajo Casino did not want that.
I did not have it. Maybe casino's different. I'm telling you, I'm talking about just last week at Turks and Caicos. I did that.
I think he's drinking that Bud Heavy, too.
Ooh. I bet he was. All right. Texans head coach coming off their final preseason game, DeMeco Ryan, said, as we're seeing a lot of teams roll through their cuts today, none from the Texans. DeMeco Ryan said, no roster updates at this time, still working through it. Quote, as he said, the roster is in flux. It's not just a one-day type of deal. It's been ongoing for the last several weeks. As roster continues to take place over the next day or so, still some final spots we're trying to identify. It's tough this year, probably the toughest it has been for myself, is what DeMeco Ryan's had to say. Really competitive team, a lot of depth, situations lie, and how can you keep as many guys as possible? That's the tough part, according to the head coach, DeMeco Ryan. So, as I said, there have been several teams that have made some cuts, Clint, but right now the Texans still haven't made any moves to the roster, and that's interesting because they got some cats now. They got some bubble dudes over there. Yeah. They got some cats, especially the people who played in this last preseason game, especially in the first half. There's some bubble guys right there that I'm sure not only, you know, are the Texans looking at trying to decide, there's probably some other teams trying to decide on some of the players that the Texans have, because I do agree they do have some great depth.
Well, they've got tremendous depth and quality depth, and I'm talking about several guys that I believe would go somewhere and be in the 2-3 deep on NFL teams. And I also think a part of this delay could be, you know, they built this roster to a certain spot where some of these guys are tradable.
Yeah,
I mean, we saw him trade John Mechie and get a position of need with Harrison Bryant, the tight end. Can you do that with some other guys that are on the bubble? What are you going to do with some of the bigger name guys, Cam Robinson, DeNico Autry? You know, what are you going to do with those guys?
You think those guys are on the bubble?
Well, I don't know if we're going to classify them as bubble, but definitely guys that I could see on the move. I don't see them.
You think those are potential guys that aren't going to be a part of the Texans?
Yes. I could see DeNico Autry getting cut simply because there's savings there. There's several million dollars worth of savings there. So I you know, and I don't know I think they're really comfortable with their five deep on the interior D line, and I think they're really comfortable with their four deep, two deep on at the edge rusher position. So I think Denico Autry is one to keep an eye on, really, with the contract as well as the roster having to be cut down. And look, Damian Pierce is one that I think is a yep. veteran that's really on the bubble.
And it doesn't sound like from D'Amico that Joe Mixon is any closer to playing. And I agree with you. I still think that Damian Pierce is somebody that's on the boat.
Yeah, well, look, if we look at this thing, and we've seen enough now, guys. I mean, I love Damian Pierce, but we got to be honest at this point in time with what we see. Not the guy that we saw 2 years, 3 years ago, right? This season, what we've seen in a small sample size, Woody Marks is a better runner with more explosion, more twitch, more change of direction, right? They can all pass protect, so that's not going to exclude anybody. They've got the veteran that they just is a safety net for him, and Dari Ogunbowale. Clearly, they like Nick Chubb more than some folks maybe think they like Nick Chubb. I mean, I'm seeing some reports where he doesn't have this or he doesn't have that, and they don't really. Come on, man. I mean, Nick Chubb is going to be the starting running back for this team, and everything's going to go off of Nick Chubb. And I still think there's a spot where Damian Pierce could be moved here.
You think we've seen enough, or you've seen enough from Damian Pierce in this new offense and the new style of how they're going for more of the gap scheme from the zone? You think you've seen enough?
I would have liked
been
to.
One.
I would have. I would have liked to have seen more.
Yeah.
Yes. But what we did see in a very small sample size. Big what do you seven. Have? Four or five carries.
I know he was like 2.4 yards a carry or something. Well, 17 yards.
It was more of the same of what we've seen when he's gotten run recently. You know, the since the really good year with Pep Hamilton 3 years ago, three seasons ago, I guess. So again, it's all we got to base on. You stay injured. Part of being injured for three quarters of training camp is you got a small sample size here, and they've got a tough decision that they've got to make with Damian Pierce. I just don't, you know, when he goes in and runs with the ones, and then Woody Marks comes in right behind him and looks significantly different in a positive light. I just don't think it's going to shine well for Damian Pierce. And I think he is a guy that people do. There are some teams around the league that do like Damian Pierce. So I think these guys I'm talking about are guys like veteran pieces
that
are on the bubble that could potentially be traded.
That's the part about the Texans. It's not just the back end of the roster. Like, are they going to keep, you know, D'Angelo Ross or Arnett? Are they going to keep, you know, Nick Neiman? Or what are they going to do? It is – I got a hard time thinking that Blake Fisher and Cam Robinson are both going to be on this team.